Do you think we live in a society that believes that God is a caring God and wants to be involved in our lives? Or do you think we live in a society that has the idea that God doesn't care about us, that he's distant, he doesn't want to be involved? I probably say that most people agree with the latter part of that statement. However, this is not the God that we serve. Neither is it the God of the Bible. The text in Exodus that Ron read, it's a familiar passage to most of us about Moses. He has an encounter with God. Most of us have probably said something like, if that ever happened to me, I'd probably faint. Or I'd fall down, or I couldn't speak, or I'd start crying. Or I'd have lots of questions for God. I have to say, if God showed up, unless he wanted to hear from us, we probably wouldn't say a word. And for Moses, this day started out like most any other day. It was just an ordinary day, but it's not going to end up that way. Moses had spent almost 40 years attending his father-in-law's flock of sheep. He's in the field with the sheep, and he notices a burning bush. He's close enough to see that the fire is coming from the bush, but the bush is not on fire. It's kind of like a ventriloquist. You see the mouth of the dummy talking, but you know the voice isn't coming out of that dummy because dummies don't talk, right? So it is with this bush. He can tell the fire is real. It's in the same location as the bush, but the bush is not being consumed by the fire. So he approaches the fire, and when he gets near, God calls out to him, "Moses, Moses!" And Moses answers, "Here I am, Lord." God tells him not to come any closer, because the place and the ground on which he is standing is holy ground. Have you ever been somewhere that you thought was a holy place? What makes something or somewhere holy? How would you define holy? Well, I looked it up. Holy, it means something or someone is exalted or worthy of complete devotion, or someone that is devoted entirely to a deity or work of a deity. Having a divine quality. So what exactly was God telling Moses when he told him you were standing on holy ground? He was saying, I am here. You are in my presence, and I deserve your devotion. And then he tells Moses who he is. He says, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. And he goes on to tell him that he's taken a good look at the people of Egypt, and that he's heard their cries. Let's pause on that for just a moment. God has taken a good look at his people. He's keeping tabs on them. He hasn't left them. He's watching them. He says, I have seen, I have heard, and I know. In response to the cries of his people, God shows up. All these responses are relational. All are things that someone does who has someone in their care. He has heard them cry for deliverance. And he's come to bring that deliverance and bring them to a land that is lush, a land flowing with milk and honey. Now, he's not saying, I'm going to give you milk and I'm going to give you honey. But he's, what he's saying is that he's not only seen and heard, but he's going to meet their needs and so much more. Milk is a staple to most people. And if you have milk, you're okay. It's when you run out of milk that you're in trouble. And honey, well, it's sweet. Kind of like a luxury. So they're going to have what they need as well as the sweetness in their life. Now, God didn't just come to Moses to tell them this so Moses would have the information. He came because he wanted Moses to do something for him and for his people. He tells Moses, I want you to go now to Pharaoh and give him this message. Let my people go. Moses, but God, who am I that I should go? God tells him, I will be with you. God will never send you to do anything that he won't be with you. Moses says, but God, suppose I go and they ask me who sent me? He says, tell them the God of their fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. But God, what if they want to know your name? God says, tell them, I am who I am, sent me. I am has sent me to you. Have you ever heard God speaking to you? And you said, but God, has your butt gotten in the way of something God wanted you to do? The story goes on into the next chapter, and Moses says, but God, suppose they don't believe me or listen to me. What if they think I'm making it all up and you really didn't appear to me? So God asks him, what's that in your hand? And it's his shepherd's staff. God says, throw it on the ground. So Moses does, and it turns into a snake. Moses kind of jumps back a little bit, and he says, now pick it up by the tail. And when he picks it back up, it turns back into the shepherd's staff. God tells him, you do this so that they believe you. Next, God tells him to put his hand inside his cloak. So Moses does, and when he pulls it out, it's as white as snow. And he puts it back in, and he pulls it back out, and it's normal. So God says, you do this if they don't believe the first time. And if they still don't believe, Moses, take some water from the Nile and pour it on the ground, and it will turn to blood. So Moses not only has the word of God to give to the Israelites, that he has three miraculous powers to perform to try to convince them. So Moses says, but God, I am slow in speech and in my tongue. I'm not eloquent enough to do this. And God asked him, who gave you a mouth to speak? Isn't it because of God that we can speak at all? That we can see and we can hear. Moses, guess what he says? But God, please send somebody else. So even though God's a bit angered at Moses, he agrees to send his brother Aaron with him. And the story continues. So, how many of us have had conversations like this with God? Has God put something on your heart? And you, like Moses, are saying, but God, I can't, I'm not able, I don't know how, what if? Has your butt gotten in the way of the work that God wants you to do? God tells you, you're free on Thursday mornings. Go to the food pantry. But God, I have coffee that day with Jenna. I can't go to the food pantry. He tells you, you should really get out and visit some of your neighbors and invite them to church. But God, I really don't know them. And I don't want to sound all preachy. God says, I'd love to see you in my house on Sunday morning. Worship with me. But God, that's the only day I get to sleep in. We can go on and on with our excuses. We're all guilty. What we don't understand, and what Moses didn't understand, is that when God calls us, He will do the work. God doesn't call the equipped. He equips the called. We are merely agents of our Lord. Left to our own devices, our own strengths, our own abilities, we couldn't do anything. It's through Him and His power. We try to say, but God, we're not qualified. We don't have the skills. We don't. But God gives us the skills. So what do we do about it? Have you ever heard the song, do you listen to contemporary Christian music, called Do Something? Well, if you haven't, I've got the words. I woke up this morning, saw a world full of trouble now. Thought, how did we ever get so far down? And how's it ever going to turn around? So I turned my eyes to heaven, and I said, God, why don't you do something? Well, I just couldn't bear the thought of people living in poverty, children sold into slavery. The thought disgusted me. And I shook my fist in heaven, and I said, God, why don't you do something? He said, I did. Yeah, I created you. If not us, then who? If not me and you, right now, it's time for us to do something. If not now, then when? Will we see an end to all this pain? Oh, it's not enough to do nothing. It's time for us to do something. I'm so tired of talking about how we are God's hands and feet, but it's easier to say than to be. Like angels of apathy, we tell ourselves, it's all right, somebody else will do something. Well, I don't know about you, but I'm sick and tired of life with no desire. I want to be the one who stands up. I don't want a flame. I want a fire. I'm going to do something. If not us, then who? If not me and you? Right now, it's time for us to do something. If not now, then when will we see an end to all this pain? Oh, it's not enough to do nothing. It's time for us to do something. We are the salt of the earth. We are a city on a hill. We're never going to change the world by standing still. No, we won't stand still. Are you standing still? Is God calling out to you? What can you do in this world? Not even in the world, but right here in your community, on your street, to make a difference. A difference for God. Are you going to live your life and say that God, what if God said that to us every time we went to Him with a problem? But Dayla, I have so much more to do. I can't be there for you right now. That don't happen, does it? If we're truly in a relationship with God, and that's what we were created to be, is in a relationship with God, it goes both ways. All relationships do. If you're married, if you have friends, if you have children, it's all about relationships. Like the saying, you scratch my back and I'll scratch yours. Now, I don't think God's going to stop listening to me or hearing my prayers or my cries just because I'm not obedient all the time. But think about how much better of a place we would live if we put our butts aside and did something. There's another little saying. When I was a young man, I wanted to change the world. I found it difficult to change the world, so I tried to change my nation. When I found I couldn't change the nation, I began to focus on my town. And when I couldn't change the town, I tried to change my family. Now, as an older man, I realize the only thing I can change is myself. And suddenly I realized that if long ago I had changed myself, I could change my family. And if I change my family, I could change my town. And the impact on my town could change the nation and change the world. Are you going to continue to let your God get in the way? Are you going to do something? Let's pray. Dear God, we come like Moses and we question our fitness to serve heaven's purposes on earth. Help us to overcome our qualms with the assurance of your presence. Amen.
Amen.